Casey back then does not drop priority. Yeah. Not the good invites that in.
Yeah.
It's on the church of the proper.
Yeah.
Now church of the Yoga Sakuri Prince Kabul Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Karnataka. We have the Gaur Bhakti. All glories to the Son of the Bodhis, all glories to the Son of the Bodhis. Glory to Sushi Guru and Gaur.
Aleluya.
Papeshu.
Papeshu.
Unto one who is completely free from all sins.
Unto one who is completely free from all sins.
Swabhakeshu. Unto one who is subordinate and deserves to be protected.
Unto one who is subordinate and deserves to be protected.
Paulina.
Paulina.
Paichai.
Paichai.
Apakva.
Apakva.
Who is immature.
Who is immature.
Burina.
Burina.
By intelligence.
By intelligence.
Papam.
Papam.
Sinful act.
Sinful act.
Kritam.
Kritam.
Has been done.
Has been done.
Tat Bhagavan.
Tat Bhagavan.
Therefore the personality of God.
Therefore the personality of God.
Sarva Atma.
Sarva Atma.
Who is all pervaded.
Who is all pervaded.
Prashantum.
Shantum.
Just a pardon.
Just a pardon.
Arvati.
Arvati.
Deserve.
Deserve.
Translation and purport by the divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Then the Rishi prayed to the all-pervading personality of Godhead to pardon his immature boy, who had no intelligence, and who committed the great sin of forcing a person who was completely free from all sins, who was subordinate and who deserved to be protected. Purport? Everyone is responsible for his own action, either pious or sinful. Rishi Samika could foresee that his son had committed a great sin by cursing Maharaj Parikshit, who deserved to be protected by the Brahmins, for he was a pious ruler, completely free from all sins, because of his being a first-class devotee of the Lord. When an offense is done unto the devotee of the Lord, it is very difficult to overcome the reaction. The Brahmins, being at the head of the social orders, are meant to give protection to their subordinates and not to force them. There are occasions when a Brahmana may furiously curse a subordinate Kshatriya or Vaishya, etc. But in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, there were no grounds, as already explained. The foolish boy had done it out of sheer vanity in being a Brahmana's son, and thus he became liable to be punished by the law of God. The Lord never forgives a person who condemns his pure devotee. Therefore, by cursing a king, the foolish Sringi had committed not only a sin, but also the great offense, the greatest offense. Therefore, the Rishi could foresee that only the Supreme Personality of God could have saved his boy from this sinful act. He therefore directly prayed for pardon from the Supreme Lord, who alone can undo a thing which is impossible to change. The appeal was made in the name of a foolish boy who had developed no intelligence at all. A question may be raised here, that since it was the desire of the Lord that Parikshit be put into that awkward position so that he might be delivered from material existence, then why was a Brahmana's son made responsible for this offensive act? The answer is that the offensive act was performed by a child woman, so that he could be excused very easily, and thus the prayer of the father was accepted. But if the question is raised, why the Brahmana community as a whole was made responsible for allowing Kali into the world of affairs, the answer is given in the Vahara Purana, that the demons who acted inimically towards the personality of God, but were not killed by the Lord, were allowed to take birth in the families of Brahmins, to take advantage of the age of Kali. The all-merciful Lord gave them a chance to have their births in the families of pious Brahmins, so that they could progress towards salvation. But the demons, instead of utilizing the good opportunity, misused the Brahminical culture due to being puffed up by vanity in becoming Brahmanas. The typical example is the son of Shamika Rishi, and all the foolish sons of Brahmanas are warned hereby not to become as foolish as Sringi and be always on guard against the demonic qualities which they had in their previous thoughts. The foolish boy was, of course, excused by the Lord. But others who may not have a father like Shankarishna will be put into great difficulty if they misuse the advantages obtained by birth in a Brahmana family. O Gyanata, O Sarah, O Angela, O Shalaka, O Sasha, O Tami, O Tasma, O Shri Gurukhi. O Vishnu Padaya, O Krishna, O Shri Gurukhi, 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 O Shri Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So here there's a nice hint of Shamita Rishi praying for his son. We can also do the same, pray for our sons and daughters, family members, friends, devotees, even our ancestors. We can also pray for that the Lord allow them to take seriously the devotional service. See, this is essential. We can do that. That prayer should do wonders. So here, Parikshit has been coerced by this Brahmana boy. He is the king. He is called Naradev. Naradev means representative of God on earth. And he has a very important business of protecting society and execute law and order. See that everything is, there's justice being served. If this is not done, then the strong take advantage of the weak, and chaos can happen in society. I think in some verses this is also being explained. So, to court such a great and noble king was improper. And not only he was noble, but he was a pure devotee of the Lord. That has been mentioned in so many verses earlier. So, this was a great offense committed by Sringi Rishi, and so Shamika realized that the only way out of this is to pray to the Lord to forgive his son, because such an offense is not taken lightly and can bring serious reaction. We can for a moment just address this case as if it was a regular, normal case. This was a regular king, and this was a regular person who forced the king. We can see definitely here that the scale of justice is really imbalanced here, because the crime is not equated to the punishment, or the crime does not measure to the punishment. I mean, for putting a snake on someone's neck and then to force him to death, that's so much imbalance. And so The scriptures give rules and regulations how justice is work. Like the Manu Samhita explains so many things. If one does this, then this is the action to be taken. If this happens, then this would be taken. And in addition also, if let us say justice is not served, there's something else that is looking on. And that is karma, the laws of karma would not miss us if we if justice is not taking place. And we can see many cases in the past where sometimes the crime does not fit the punishment. There was the case of Mandakya Muni, if you remember. He had pierced an insect with a straw when he was small. So that has to be taken into consideration because basically you were very innocent then. And but then later on he was pierced by a stave and put to death. And so when he asked Yamaraj about why is this so? I mean, I was small and innocent, and then this happened, and then now I'm pierced with a stave to die. This is not proper justice. And then he actually calls Yamaraj. So within the Varnashram system, I mean, the laws are nicely established that justice is served properly. And there was a nice story that I would like to relate where this king made certain that the balance of justice was there. There was once a great king called King Shibi, and he was sitting in his kingdom. And suddenly a dog flew on his lap. And the dog begged the king, please protect me, I'm being chased by a hawk. And then the king says, okay, I would protect you, certainly. And then the hawk came by and he was trying to grab the pigeon. So the king says, no, you can't do this, I'm protecting this pigeon. The hawk said, look, this pigeon is my natural food. You cannot deprive me of my food. So you have to let loose this pigeon. The king says, I can't do that. I gave my word already to protect this pigeon. I would give you any other meat or whatever you like. The hawk says, no. He says, the only way I will pacify is if you cut a piece of your flesh and measure it to the weight of the pigeon. And then the king says, okay, I will do that. So he got a scale and the pigeon was on one side. And he cut a piece of his leg and put it on the scale. And the pigeon felt to be heavier. He cut some more and the pigeon was heavy and he cut. And he was cutting his body to death. And the pigeon was still heavier. Until he was about to cut everything. And then Indra appeared and said that there's no person more just than you on the face of the earth. Because he had promised the hawk to give the weight of the pigeon. And so he almost cut his whole body. And then Indra threw some nectar of immortality in him, he recovered and everything. Bless him. So in Bhagavatam, sometimes when great personalities are being mentioned, the name of Shibi is also mentioned.
to he had observed justice to such an extent that it's impossible for ordinary men to understand and even and follow. So so now we can come back to this story here. We see that this whole episode seems so unjust. Parikshit being forced to die, but we know it is the will of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada was saying, but why did the Lord use a little boy, a Brahmin boy? And then he gave the answer. He said that the Lord used him because of being a Brahmana boy, he has mystical power to do that. But also being a boy, then he can be easily forgiven. And actually Sringi set the stage for the Bhagavatam to be spoken. Because had this not happened, Bhagavatam would not have been spoken. He set the scene really. And so the scripture says that one is tried for his act when he is by 14 years. By 14 years, one can be tried as an adult. One can be responsible for his actions. This is Lord Krishna speaking to Uddhava. And so Sringa seems to be less than that, you know, from what we can gather here. And so in one sense, he's not responsible for his act. And so this is why his father prayed to the Lord to protect his son. You see, because he was, in one sense, he was not fully mature to understand the gravity of this situation. You see? And it was serious to cause a pure devotee of the Lord to die within 7 days. But of course that by itself can give us a clue that how Sringi know to set 7 days. I mean, he could have forced him to die right away. Or he could have forced him to die maybe the next day or 10 years from now or whatever, but he said 7 days. But that was enough time for Sukadeva Goswami to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. You see? So that by itself we could see that he was being used by a higher force, a higher power. And so Sringi, as Srila Prabhupada explained, would be excused by the Lord. See? Would be excused by the Lord. Another proper thing to do was Shamika Rishi could have apologized to Maharaj Parikshit, or could have even nullified the course. But like we said, because this is the will of the Lord. And the best thing is prayers, because so many exalted devotees, so many devotees pray to the Lord for help when they were in very precarious conditions. And we know Bhagavatam is full of these. Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Nanyam Twarabhayam Pashye Yatra Mrityu Parasparam. Anybody knows who said that?
Arjuna.
Pahi Pahi Mahayogin.
Arjuna.
No. But close family.
Uttara.
Uttara. Very good. Yes. Uttara. This was a beautiful prayer. O Lord of Lords, Lord of the Universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me. Protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. Yaha swatman idam nijamaya yarpitam sa atmamulo vatumam paratpara. The Supreme Lord, by expanding his energy, keeps this cosmic manifestation visible, and again sometimes renders it invisible. May that Supreme Lord give me protection. Any clue? Yaha swatman idam nija maya arpitam. Where's Pushkar? Gajendra. If you all remember when Gajendra was in that very precarious situation, he had tried his best. He had tried his best like for 1,000 years to get loose from that crocodile. And he could not. And the last moment, he prayed to the Lord. Oh Lord, please protect me. No one could help him. Not even the demigods or the other elephants or whatever that was there. Only the Lord could do that. O Krishna, O Govinda, O Keshava, O Lover of the Gopis, O Hari, O Janardana, O Soul of the Universe, can't you see how the Kauravas are humiliating me in this assembly? Please come here quickly and rescue me, for I am sinking fast in the Kaurava ocean. O Krishna, Lord of Raja, O Yogeshwar, O Creator of all things, please save me from my distress, for I am rapidly losing my senses. Any clue?
Trupadi,
yes. Yes, Tripathi. When no one, dear, there were all his five powerful brothers, relatives, his own brother. Well, I don't know if his brother was there really, but there were so many great personalities there. But no one could have saved her from that humiliation. And then the Lord responds so nicely. Vishvan Mag. Mahagne Purusha Darshanat Asat Sabhaya Vana Vasa Krishrata. My dear Krishna, your Lordship has protected us from a poisoned pig, from a great fire, from kangas, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashwatthama. Who's praying there, Keshava?
Someone says something.
You're paying attention. Good.
I was paying attention.
And then the Lord says, Machita Sarva Durga. Mat prasadat tarishyasi. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. And so this is what we have to keep in mind always, that by the mercy, by being conscious of the Lord always, then we can overcome all obstacles in life. No matter how hard it may seem. So this is so wonderful. And these prayers are a reminder that how prayers work wonders. See, and so that's why I started out at the beginning. We can pray for our family members, our children, even our ancestors, many who have died. Because also we are not fully pure devotees, as yet it's stated that if one becomes a pure devotee, he releases 21 generations from their karmic activities. But we're still on this path, and our ancestors, sometimes our parents died, like all my parents died a long time back. They you know, we can pray for them. Maybe the Lord can release them from whatever state of punishment they're in, and maybe they take birth in the devotee's home or whatever. All these are possible. And so prayers should work wonders. So there's another turn to this event that Srila Prabhupada wrote here, and this is I have read one time that Sukracharya had prayed to Lord Shiva to allow the demons to take birth in Kali. I read it in one of the Puranas, but I couldn't remember which one. I was trying to find it, but I couldn't get it clear. But here Srila Prabhupada clearly stated that the demons that were inimical but were not killed by the Lord will take birth in Kali in the family of Brahmanas. Imagine this. The demons would take birth in Kali in the family of Brahmanas. But of course, I don't think this is like devotee Brahmanas, it has been reported. This is like the Varnashram Brahmanas, the so-called caste system, so to speak now. I mean, the watered-down caste system, that the demons would take birth in their family to help release them from bondage also. Of course, the demons are the children of God also, isn't it? So, the demons are the Lord's children also, and at some point he may try to make some provision to help them. You see? So Sukracharya had prayed like that. Also, what I have read in the Bhavishta Purana, when the Bhavishta Purana is the future Purana, it was relating about Muhammad, and he says that the followers of Muhammad would be opposed to the Vedic teachings. They would always be rebellious towards it. No, we can see. You know, in fact, the Bhavishta actually speak about this particular group has been very hostile and vindictive, always in opposition to the Vedic teachings. So we see these. So in Kali, so many things is there. But our business is to try to help conditioned souls take up the task and instructions of Srila Prabhupada and try to help whomever we can help to take to this process. For Lord Chaitanya opened the gate of liberality that anyone and everyone can take to this process. He's made it so simple and so pleasant that anyone can take to this process. Whether one has been born in a demonic family or whatever, it doesn't matter. You see? And so our mission is to try to continue the process that Srila Prabhupada has established. Like I was at the beginning, I was going to say, time wears away everything unnoticed. Like an unbaked pot placed in water disappears imperceptibly. And before you know it, we are all heading towards old age. The body is getting older and older. And the ability to do when we were young is not there. But still in this condition, we can still try to push on the movement of Srila Prabhupada. Amidst even the crisis we have with this COVID and everything, you know, we should show our gratitude by trying to come to the programs and try to assist in whatever way we can and help in the preaching in whatever way we can. Because little by little, the body is slipping away. When Ghatakach was being killed by Karna, Ghatakach thought hard, how is it that even in my death I can help the Pandavas for the righteous cause? And so when Karna hit Ghatakach, for the last, his last breath, he expanded his body as big as possible. His last breath he was taking, but he expanded his body as big as possible and fell on the cover of our army. He said, this is all I can do at the end of my life. So we should have this mood, really. Even in our old age, we should all try to spread Srila Prabhupada movement in whatever way we can. Okay, I'll stop here. And is there any comment or correction or question? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.